Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
All these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The Bears don't have the readiness to go all in a championship or bust year.
And Mark Grody.
There's a certain amount of urgency to this season for the Bears. And I think the biggest urgency is make sure you have a quarterback in Caleb Williams.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello and welcome into the Take the North podcast presented by Odyssey. I'm Adam Staszynski. I produce this podcast. I'm alongside Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. Mark Grody is on assignment for this post-game podcast. It's another victory podcast. Dan, the Bears moved to 8-3 with a 31-28 win over the Steelers. And I think that I want to start a little big picture. The Bears come into this game. None of their starting linebackers are healthy. One of the guys that's supposed to play for them, Ruben Hippolyte, goes down early in the game. Left tackle Theo Benedet, misses the game. So you have rookie Ozzie Tripillo making his first start at left tackle. And somehow, and also Jonah Jackson, your right guard, misses a brief period during the middle of the game. So you have another rookie, Luke Newman, playing for a little bit of time. And somehow the Bears come into this game and they find, in a really weird game that we'll get into, they find a way to win. They're 8-3 and they still lead the division. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you used a key phrase there, finding a way, and that's what this team has been doing here. This is another close win, another one-score victory for this football team, and people can talk about whether this is sustainable or not against better competition as they get deeper in the season. I don't think it matters right now. The Bears are establishing clear-cut direction. They're establishing belief. They're showing you that when they don't have their fastball, they can still win football games. When they don't have their full arsenal of playmakers, they can still win football games. This is how really good teams are built, by going through experiences like this and becoming battle-tested. The fact that they were without T.J. Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, Noah Sewell, and then, as you mentioned, Ruben Hippolyte getting injured in the first half and still managed to survive this game and really played all right defensively in this football game overall. There's some lapses in there that we can get into. It's a testament to just how gritty this team is and has become. And talking to players in the locker room, they said, listen, this is all about a standard that was set from the first day we got together for practice back in the spring, that there is no excuses anywhere, that there's a standard that needs to be upheld no matter who's on the football field, and they're intent on upholding it. And to this point, they've won 8 of their last 9 games, and I think we would all agree that they've established themselves as one of the surprise stories in the entire league.
They definitely have. And, you know, as I mentioned, they're guaranteed to still be in first place in the division. Actually, well, they are, because all the other division teams have played. So they're still in first place in the division. They have a chance, depending on the results of this Eagles-Cowboys game this coming Friday, to play for first place in the NFC, depending on how things go there. I mean, that's, we'll cross that road when we come to it. Let's go ahead I want to dial in a little bit on that depleted defense that we talked about there. You have Ruben Hippolyte, who we said left the game early. We mentioned all their linebackers are hurt. You have Abon Ogbonbemiga. Did I get that right? I think I got that right. Abon Ogbonbemiga. Well, yeah. Comes into this game, who has pretty much been a special teams player this season. I don't know how many defensive plays he's actually had so far this year. He ends up with 14 combined tackles. And I'll tell you, man, him and DeMarco Jackson, who was their middle linebacker for this game, wore the green dot, as Ben Johnson said post game. Yeah. They played their asses off, I thought. I mean, it wasn't always pretty, especially early in the game. It seemed like the Steelers really had the linebackers' heads on a swivel, a lot of sideways passes and screen passes. But once they settled in, and Dennis Allen, I think, probably made some nice adjustments and got things a little more settled, I thought those linebackers played their asses off. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, first career start for DeMarco Jackson, and he was up to the challenge. I thought probably the most significant play he made came in the third quarter. The Steelers are in a third and short situation, and he reads and reacts quickly to a check down in the flat to Kenneth Gainwell, stops it for a loss of one. That was, I think, the 9th of his 15th tackles in the game, and it's just a huge moment from a guy who knew he had to be ready. Ogbonbemiga, he comes into this game expecting to kind of be playing here and there, but be behind Hippolyte, and then he gets thrust into a more heightened role. He missed the first 9 weeks of the season as he was recovering from a serious knee injury, and so he's out here making plays. And so you just like, you cannot speak highly enough about the resolve of this football team and the readiness of all these players to step in when called upon. Now, I'll throw the asterisk on this, since we have to talk about this at some point. Aaron Rodgers declared inactive this morning.
Right.
So it changes the dynamics of this game. And I'm not sure that we're doing the same post-game pod if Aaron Rodgers is allowed to go up against a Bears defense that's missing all those linebackers. I think he might have been able to find 3 or 4 more answers than Mason Rudolph found today and may have been able to push the Steelers over the hump. But that's neither here nor there. That didn't happen. Aaron Rodgers, I think he flipped off ESPN cameraman early in the day. I haven't seen if that's been circulating on social media, but I did see some photos down in the tunnel from some folks that witnessed that early in the day. He wasn't able to get on the field today, and the Bears didn't care. They just went out and they handled their business. And look, like, those guys played really well. And then I'll also mention the 2 takeaways, because I thought they were huge moments in the game. The first one coming from Deshaun Wright on the second defensive snap of the afternoon, where he makes an absolutely ridiculous interception on a deep ball to DK Metcalf. I mean, it's impossible to catch that football, much less get both those feet in bounds. An incredible play from a guy who now is like I wrote this story. Or I mean, I wrote this sentence in my column today, Adam. Deshaun Wright is the NFL leader in interceptions for the 8-3 Bears. If I had told you that in late August, you would have taken me for a drug test immediately. But that's where the Bears are right now. And then I'll tack onto it the strip sack by Montez Sweat, a huge moment. He's come on lately. That was a big moment, not only to get the football out, but when the Bears were having trouble recovering it, Montez was the guy that got over there and got on it and bought another possession. The Bears turned both of those takeaways into touchdowns. That's the difference in a 3-point win.
Oh, yeah, definitely was. And yeah, Montez Sweat had a great game. You mentioned that he had 2 sacks. He had a sack fumble and recovery, and he should have had a 3rd sack, but somehow Mason Rudolph got away with that one. So, all right, we talk about resolve, Dan, and I thought that a really important moment, obviously, in this game was early on. The Bears have that sack fumble that Caleb had, which is probably, you know, let's talk about that play real quick. Probably the worst play that Caleb Williams has had in his career. He's sacked in the end zone. He loses the ball. TJ Watt sacks him, forces the fumble. gets the ball and gets the touchdown. It's just a horrible play. There's no other way to say anything about it. Just a horrible play by Caleb Williams. So you have that play happen, and now you're down 14-7. Then you turn the ball over close to midfield after DeAndre Swift had a fumble, right? When Bears were trying to convert for a first down. The Bears defense ends up coming up with a stop on a fourth and short the Steelers ran the tush push there, and the Bears come up with a stop. Such an important moment, because that you felt right there that moment, if the Steelers score there, field goal, touchdown, you kind of were, I personally at home felt things were going to start slipping away a little bit. They get the stop, Bears offense, Caleb Williams takes over, they go down the field, they tie the game, and after a really weird first quarter and a half, it was tied up, and everyone, I thought, took a deep breath there.
In America, half of every dollar spent on brand medicines goes to entities who don't make them. While middlemen like PBMs and 340B hospitals drive up costs, Biopharma is investing $500 billion in new infrastructure and manufacturing here at home, and helping patients buy medicines directly at lower prices. Tell Washington to end middlemen markups and put American patients first. Visit phrma.org/middlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Black Friday Game Day on Prime is an epic day of live sports. It all starts at 9 a.m. Eastern with the Capital One Skins game. Then, Black Friday football returns when the Bears take on the Eagles at 3 p.m. And it culminates with the final night of Emirates NBA Cup group play with Bucks Knicks at 7 p.m. and Mavs Lakers at 10 p.m. Black Friday Game Day, only on Prime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Sure. It's a response, right? And it's a sign of maturity from the quarterback, who we can get into more in a minute. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Swift. He has a really rough day. 8 carries, yeah. 15 yards, loses the fumble. I still never saw that football come out in any, either in live action or in any replay. It was an odd call, I thought, by the officials, because it was hard to know when the ball came out. It felt like the play was stopped and there was nothing on replay to overturn it. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. You go back to that strip sack that you mentioned. I tweeted at the time that that was probably the worst play of Caleb Williams' career, because
it's hard to get back to have a worst play.
You're backed up in your own territory. You got to understand, awareness has got to take over. Number one, the football has got to come out. Number two, if the football doesn't come out, you've got to be able to escape somehow. The last thing you can do when TJ Watt has you grasped in the end zone is to try to desperation heave a ball out with your arm wrapped up. The ball comes out. The Steelers pounce on it for a gift touchdown. Atrocious play. And Ben Johnson didn't mince words about it after the game and saying, look, like that, we cannot afford that. That's inexcusable. There's not much else to say about it. Inexcusable play. But Caleb regrouped. What I am repeatedly stunned by is, like, you walk out of the locker room after post game and you're like, I don't really think the Bears offense played all that well today. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at a 31 on the scoreboard. You're looking at a passer rating of 104.3. Caleb throws for 3 touchdown passes. And if this is stuff that you're capable of when you're not playing well, I can only imagine what happens when the Bears find the groove that Ben Johnson thinks they can find. You know what I mean? Like, how many years did we go on here and talk about, holy cow, they can't get to 22 points if their life depended on it. Now it's like, it's a rough day, but they scored 31 and the quarterback threw for 3 touchdowns. Like, I don't know what world this is, because you don't feel real satisfied by what you watched, but yet the production is kind of eye popping.
It really is. And to add on to that, the Bears had 328 total net yards today. So yeah, and again, you sit there and you say, well, they could have played a lot better, right? It was
right.
There was a period in the middle of the game, I thought, especially late second quarter, most of the third quarter, I thought that the offense and Caleb Williams especially was really sharp. So they kind of found a really good groove there. At one point, after the Bears trailed 21-14, the Bears rattled off 17 unanswered points from the end of the second quarter through the third quarter. So that's where, obviously, it's where the game was won. That's, you know, they end up winning 31-28. But yeah, the fact that they have there's this competence with the offense that I think that we're still getting used to, because there was, even after DJ Moore had that personal foul, where he had the catch on the sideline where he kind of flipped the ball at the Steelers defender and he gets called for taunting, which, right, you know, I understand letter of the law, that's a foul, but I come on. It was a pretty weak penalty. But all right. So now it's 2nd and 20 and you're sitting there and watching the game at home. And I had no hesitation that, yeah, they can overcome this. They'll be fine. And they did.
Right.
They convert it. They end up overcoming it and they end up getting an easy wide. That was the one where DJ Moore ended up being wide open on a broken play for a touchdown. So the confidence level.
It's a free play where the Steelers jump off. And it was one of two occasions today. And there was another one where Caleb threw an interception on a free play late in the first half. But this is a byproduct of a coaching staff that saw some things with the way the Steelers rush and with the way they get off the football to use cadence as a weapon and try to buy one or two opportunities in a football game to get a free play. They bought two of them and they connected on one for a touchdown. And so it's another sign of coaching competence in a moment where, like you said, in the past, you would have had such a costly penalty like that and the Bears would have buckled and they would either punted or settled for a field goal attempt and you would have been very frustrated. Here, they quickly regroup and turn it into a touchdown. And you're just like, yeah, this is becoming par for the course with their ability to just manufacture their own luck, you know? And so it's really, really an outstanding sign of direction. Now, I'll say this, and you can take this where you want. Mm-hmm. Probably one of my biggest big picture worries about Caleb Williams is his accuracy. I mean, there's some balls today that he's missing by two zip codes to open receivers. And you're like, man, like, this is really an impediment to reaching the next tier of NFL quarterbacking play when you've got receivers schemed open and all you've got to do is make a throw that's on target and you're missing by such a wide margin. There were probably four, maybe upwards of five throws today where you're just like, yeah, that's not good. And that's got to improve if you're ever going to take that big leap. But that's just a small aside on the entire day.
Yeah. You know, so I'm glad you brought that up because it was weird because I agree, like, he was inaccurate at times, but the throws he was missing today, and he talked about this in his post-game press conference, the throws he missed today largely were ones he's been hitting this season, like the middle of the field throws on play action, especially guys running crossers deep, you know, 15, 20 yards downfield. He's been hitting those throws. The deep ball accuracy problems he's been having have been, you know, go balls, especially the throws he missed today were ones he's been hitting this year. So unless we see this continue into next week, those particular misses, I personally am not overly concerned with because again, he's been hitting those ones. So I don't know. And it seemed to me just watching the game and, you know, maybe you'll tell me if you agree with this or not. It almost as if on some of those throws, he was just on overdrive. Like almost putting too much zip on it, not quite letting his feet get set and just deliver the ball, which again, on some of those middle of the field throws this year, he's actually been pretty good at. So I thought that at times it was almost like he was just too wound up. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. So
yeah, I'll rewatch it, you know, on Monday and try to get a feel for kind of if there's any consistencies or repetitive patterns. But it is
a mechanical thing, I guess, is what I was getting at there.
Yeah, and that has crept up at various times where it is, you know, there are fundamentals to throwing the football that have to be adhered to at all times, particularly at this level. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself into some trouble. Steelers probably missed two other opportunities for interceptions that were there for them. you know, that they're probably kicking themselves over for letting those opportunities slip away. The Bears aren't letting those opportunities slip away from them, which is the difference between, you know, really an 8-3 football team and a 6-5 football team right now, is you're able to make the one or two plays that come your way, and you don't have to spend the post game talking about, oh man, if we had that one, you know, like the Bears are capitalizing on those breaks, particularly defensively. And so, you know, look, like back to the origins of our conversation here, the turnaround to Friday, Black Friday at Philly against the Eagles, is coming quick. And so credit to the Bears for playing the way they did today, but man, they've got to get healthy in a hurry to go play a game on Friday. And we're going to have to see what the offensive line looks like, what the linebacking core looks like. Tariq Stevenson left today's game with a hip issue. Jonah Jackson, as you mentioned, left part of today's game with an eye issue. I'm not sure where that's going to head. It just felt like there were bodies everywhere,
right?
Both before the game and during the game today. And the Bears are going to have to get their arms around that to get themselves ready, because it's not an easy week to patch things together, because you don't really practice during a week like this. It's a lot of glorified walkthrough stuff and trying to just simulate some stuff. And so this is a fascinating week in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it is. And well, Dan, so since we already alluded to this, the Cowboys beat the Eagles 24-21. So
they did. Okay.
On Friday, the Bears and Eagles are playing for the possibly first place in the NFC. And I don't know. And we should say the Rams have the Bucks later on. We're recording this Sunday night, obviously. The Rams have the Bucks coming up tonight. So the Rams win tonight, then that, you know, they'll be in first place in the NFC. But potentially Bears could be playing for first place in the NFC. But you know, we'll get into that later in the week. So, but as you were saying there, the injuries, I think that Jalen Johnson is going to come back on Friday, maybe Kyler Gordon too, because it kind of seemed like they were close. So I don't know if you have the same read as I did. And I agree. And I know you had a hit on the score this past Friday where you're kind of saying that, you know, playing them Sunday, Jalen especially coming off of a soft tissue injury, was probably a reach. Do you expect either of them to come back on Friday or no?
Well, we'll see. You know, I don't know, this won't factor into the decisions on whether they're cleared or not, but Tyreek Stevenson's hip injury is another blow to the secondary, and you'll have to see how you're patching things together. They've taken the full 21-day window with a lot of the guys that they've brought back off of IR, and so you know, they do have some time beyond the Philly game if they wanted to get them ready for the Green Bay game. I'm not sure. I don't have a good read one way or the other on this. And so, again, there's not going to be a practice week this week, so it's hard to get out there with your eyes and watch practice and figure out kind of how they're moving around and what it looks like. And so this would be a little bit of a guessing game probably throughout this week. But I certainly think they would like those guys as soon as possible, particularly as the rest of the defense tries to get itself whole again. Then again, say Tyreek Stevenson was still healthy, what do you do? You can't take Najee right off the field right now. He's making plays. He's just making too many plays. And so I don't know what you do. It's a great problem to have, but it's like, man, the guy's leading the NFL in interceptions. It's not a good time to say, hey, we need you to come stand by us for a little bit.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Again, you say Tyreek Stevenson's healthy, and obviously Jalen Johnson, all pro bowl player, you know, probably the Bears still the Bears' best overall player. You're playing him. What are you doing with Nashawn Wright? Yeah, that's a great problem to have, but the problem might be answered for them if Tyreek Stevenson can't go on Friday and Jalen is healthy, right? So, we'll see how that unfolds over the next 5 days or so. Before we get to game balls here, I did want to touch on Ozzie Trapillo, who I mentioned at the start of the podcast, who started at left tackle today for Theo Benedet. And it was weird because after the game, I realized the only time
you
I
didn't
heard,
notice him, right?
Yeah, yeah, didn't, only time I heard Ozzie's name was when they said, hey, he's starting today. And you never noticed in the rest of the game. I'll let guys like, you know, Owen Kreutz tell us how well they thought he played, and we'll rewatch the game and look a little closer at it. But the fact that you didn't notice him out there, I thought was a really positive sign for the rookie making his first start against a solid defense.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move,
having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,400 off, plus get free delivery on select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Agreed, and it'll be interesting to get into the rewatch and see how often they gave him help. I know there was some help when help was required, and just kind of how they helped him get his feet on the ground. It was not a position that he was comfortable at during training camp, which is why they bumped him back over to the right side during that big competition. And so, credit to him. I was bouncing around to a lot of defensive guys in the postgame locker room, so didn't get a chance to go over and hear what Ozzie had to say. Maybe Grody did. Maybe he can fill us in the next time we visit with him, and we can get a little more insight. But to your point, it was not this "oh God," we're not those "oh God" moments. Like, I can't believe he's over there, and they're causing so much problems for him. And so, it'll be interesting to see what we see and to hear what the coaches have to say about his first effort out there.
Okay, game balls? Game balls. We can do game balls. The Bears have won four in a row. Well, here, how about this, Dan? The Bears have won four in a row for the second time this season. When's the last time that happened? Jeez.
It's crazy, right?
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're not used to this at all. Jaquan Brisker, I think, got it wrong in the postgame locker room where he's like, yeah, now we've won three in a row. And it was like, no, it's four now. Again, it's four again. it's like we're at a point where we're losing track of the winning streak because the Bears are winning so frequently here over the last couple months. And again, they're doing it in these close games, which is a testament to, again, I think it's a testament to the belief. I also think it's a testament to coaching competence. This coaching staff is not putting them in harm's way with poor game management, with poor clock management. I would say really quickly, one of the more egregious mistakes today was when they took that delay of game penalty down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And Ben Johnson made it clear after the game that, look, in the fourth quarter, I'm not using my timeouts to avoid a delay of game penalty. If we don't get the playoff, we don't get the playoff. But I think that's a philosophy that's served them well for when they've needed timeouts. You want to avoid some of those missteps. But overall, how often have we sat on this podcast and had a long list of coaching complaints? There have been very few. And so it's a great sign and a good thing for these Chicago Bears.
When it comes to coaching, just real quick, and then we'll do the game balls. I thought there was a couple times, I could say we're nitpicking with the coaching staff, which is largely, I think we're all pretty satisfied with the job that they're doing, and we're nitpicking little things like, hey, why not call a timeout to avoid that delay of game? There was a couple fourth downs I felt like the Bears could have gone for to try to bury the Steelers a little sooner than they did. But again, they end up winning the game. And overall, I felt like the coaching staff is Ben Johnson heading the things up is done a really good job. So, okay, we'll get into game balls. Do you want to go first or should I? What do you think? And then we'll do one for Grody too. We'll do a third one for Grody. You go ahead and go
first. I'll go first, and I'm going to give it to Sweat. And I just think of the way he's been playing recently has been matching his compensation. I think it's been matching the expectation you have for a player like that when you make him sort of the centerpiece of your defense. And to see him come up with such a huge play with the strip sack, another sack in the game, as you mentioned, and then obviously the third one. He said he's never had a hat trick in his career, and he was a little disappointed that that one got away. But you felt Montez Sweat, and you've heard me for a couple years now say that when you are paid at that level, you're expected to have your presence felt frequently. And Montez is making his presence felt frequently. Today it was a huge, huge moment in that football game to get that takeaway. And so he gets my game ball.
And also, I appreciate you doing Montez Sweat there. A quick shout out to Jaquan Brisker, who you just mentioned, and Grady Jarrett, who had two important pass deflections in this game. Each of them had a pass deflection. Jaquan Brisker had the game sealing pass deflection on that fourth down the Steelers had at the end of the game. So that was they were also impactful. My game ball is going to go to Nashon Wright. So he obviously had the interception. He also had a couple of really good plays in the run game where he was felt like be able to come down and make a play from his edge position. And he also had damn near had a second interception that he made a really good play on the ball. So the fact that he has had the season he has had, as we have talked about here, he's forced his way on the field. And now you're kind of thinking, okay, what do we do? So Nashon Wright gets my ball, my game ball. And I think that I can speak for the podcast and say that Grody's game ball goes to the entire beat up linebacking core, the combination of DeMarco Johnson and Abon Ogbon Bamiga.
DeMarco Jackson. Household name, DeMarco Jackson.
Yeah, DeMarco Jackson, who is he the one that I should have looked this up? Is he the guy the Bears just signed?
He's been here for a bit. He's been on special teams all year. Jalen Reeves-Maven. It's the guy that signed this week.
Yeah, none of these guys. Before yesterday, you haven't heard of most of these guys. So even Owen Cruz was talking on the Scores post game. He's like, I'm checking my roster. Who the hell are these guys? So we'll give a third game ball to the collective linebacking core that stepped up. And as I said earlier, really played their asses off, I thought, and did as much as they could have done. So, Dan, unless you've got anything else, I think we can wrap it up.
I'm going to hit you with a handful of three-word reviews here because we always love when our audience jumps in there, and then we'll get out of here. But Mark Potash, you know good old Mark Potash, friend of the podcast. He's also co-opted this three-word review on his own Twitter account. No, Mark, I don't know about that. But he dropped into our mentions and gave "get well soon." That's a good one for today for sure. Joel Brownell echoes your sentiments from the start of the podcast, found a way. That's what this team is doing tremendously right now. David Snedeker offers, who needs linebackers? Well, the Bears do. They need a bunch of them. They've got a few that can play. But, hey, kids, if you're out there and you can play linebacker, send your resume through Hallis Hall this week. Greg Johnson gives us Rodgers for sale, which I like that one, with a little jibe at Aaron Rodgers, given his ownership of the Bears. Lefty Collins drops in, Ben is better. Goes to what we just talked about. The Bears have a head coach that is making everybody feel pretty good. Ridiculous Brad offers good, better, best. Why not? Let's offer those after every single Bears win this season. That's become a great thing. Greg Elkin with something we haven't talked about yet on this episode. More of that. More spelled M-O-O-R-E. That's DJ Moore's first 2-touchdown game of the season. Good for him getting his playmaking to work off. Two more here. Jason Crump gives us survive and advance. That is what these Bears have been doing week after week after week for the last 10 weeks. And then James Hardman, he says Chili Willy win. I don't know what that one means.
Chili Willy.
We'll figure that one out. And then Eric Clayton says, this is almost ironic, but he gives us little less stressful. Yes, it did not come down to the final play of the game. Yeah. The Bears got to stop with like 40 seconds left, and they had the lead for a good portion of the second half, so it felt less stressful. It was still a 3-point win that required a defensive stop on the last possession, but for these Bears, that somehow qualifies as a little less stressful.
It was less heart-stopping than the last couple of weeks. Technically true. So, real quick, because you mentioned him there, and we didn't hardly say his name at all in this podcast. DJ Moore had a pretty good game, 5 catches on 7 targets, 2 touchdowns. That 25-yarder we did mention on a on a free play where he was wide open in the end zone. So DJ Moore played pretty well today. So there you go. Shout out to DJ. And with no further ado, we'll go ahead and wrap things up. Again, the Bears win. They move to 8-3 on the season. They stay in first place in the NFC North. Depending on how things go as we record this podcast here ahead of the Sunday night game, depending on how things go with the Rams and Bucks, it's possible the Bears play for first place in the NFC.
Crazy.
Dan, I can't believe we're saying that. Can you imagine a year ago? Can you imagine
right.
a year
Thanksgiving
ago?
Weekend. That, yeah. Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. I mean, please send that telegram to my hotel room in Taylor, Michigan, when I left Ford Field last year on Thanksgiving night and say, Dan, take a deep breath. A year from now, the Bears will be in first place heading to Philly for a showdown with the Eagles. Unfathomable a year ago. Yeah. But here we are. Here we are in the present tense, and the Bears are still winning.
And also, we're one win away from the C word, Dan. One win away from the C word. So we're getting closer.
I had to clarify this on the score the other day. The C word rhymes with vulture. Thanks, folks.
glad you clarified. Okay, so for Dan Reeder of The Athletic and for our friend Mark Grody, our other host Mark Grody, who again had other obligations tonight, I am Adam Staszynski. This is the Take the North podcast. Bears win once again. They're fourth in a row. They're 8-3. They're in first place in the NFC North. And we will catch you next time on the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.